Well, Declan, you've got some time to think about that. What's their initial reaction?
That's disappointing. Disappointing ended. You know, as a game we controlled for again 45 minutes, probably 45, 50 minutes. Listen, it was as difficult going down to 14, and then we went down to 13 for a period, crucial stage in the game. And yeah, that's in fairness to Fermanagh. Fermanagh tagged on scores in the end of them.
Yeah. You seem to deal with O'Neill sending off well enough. You were still well in it coming up to half time.
Yeah, listen, we had a couple of opportunities even to go further ahead before half time, and we didn't take that. And you know, that's been probably part of our downfall. We don't be clinical enough when we do get to, when we do get on top of the opposition. And you know, we played decent football for that first half, and maybe open the 10 minutes second half. But listen, it's disappointing. To come away with nothing, to be quite honest.
What was Keelan's second booking for? Because it was kind of hard to...
I can't find out, to be quite honest. And
you went to the ref at half time.
I asked him a question, and he said he pulled back. But Keelan, you know, we looked at the video, and I mean, that's we can't see it, to be quite honest. So I don't know why or how he came to that conclusion that it was Keelan. But anyway, he got a second yellow, which was a big turning point, to be quite honest. But and saying that, you know, we still had after that, we didn't, as you said, we didn't. We continue to play, and it's always difficult.
You were 8-3 up coming into the last couple of minutes.
And we had an opportunity to go 6 up, and we didn't take it. And all of a sudden, it's back to 4. Then, you know, so listen, that's those little things and games they got there, tight games. You know, we've got to just be more clinical when we get opportunities.
And Steve McMenamin then into the sin bin for 10 minutes, down to 13 men. And the momentum with them. What happened with Stephen?
I'm not 100% sure, to be quite honest. He got a black card over the far sideline, and not alone that. I mean, the free kick was moved in 15 metres, so I didn't get a chance to chat to Stephen. But again, I mean, if it's a discipline thing, then that just can't happen. Because I mean, number one, it's a very difficult free to convert. Two, we're down to 13 men now for the last 10 minutes, and that's at a very critical point in the match.
Mm. You knew what Fermanagh were going to bring to the table. As we said, you dealt with it well in the first half. But they grew in stature in the second half, I suppose, once they had the extra men and the once they drew level.
They did, yeah. And Labrie, what was non-existent in the first half, started to blow in the second half, and that was also difficult. But at the same time, we were taking ball into traffic that we didn't do in the first half. We moved it well out of trouble. And you know, we went in the second half. I know that's probably the energy level stopped too, especially the man down, a lot of work. And it's disappointing from our point of view. A match that, as I said, we played well for about 50 minutes. But, you know, in fairness to Fermanagh, they stuck at it. They hung on in there, and they came out and they won a match.
Mm. Big setback now to your promotion hopes.
Yeah, listen, I mean, that's... Yeah, exactly. And it makes next Saturday night a must-win match for us. That's the bottom line on it now. So, we have to get ready for that now. And again, that'll be another difficult task for us. And but listen, it's a huge learning curve for everyone, to be quite honest. And a lot of learning curve for those young lads that are out there. And at the minute, you know, we haven't coped with the questions that we've been asked, and especially in the final quarter of these games.
Yeah. It's similar in a way to Tipperary, wasn't it, to the last day as well?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. You know, we went, you know, from... a winning position to be the architects of our own downfall with a number of basic errors today. It was, we lost a number of men, and that was crucial in a game they got there. And but we have to get back and get ready for next week now and get ready for our match.
You had Michael Murphy warming up a few times. Were you tempted to put him in?
Listen, he hasn't done really enough to come in. He was part of the 26 there today, and we'll hopefully get a couple of good sessions into him this week now and see exactly where he is for the weekend.
And you have some of the Guidoor boys back. I think Malone McFadden Ferry was there today, but the rest of them are back.
They're back this week with us now. Hey, so yeah, that's gonna be important to get a number of those guys back in action now.
And what is it, this record in O'Donnell Park? Just such, can't seem to buy a win.
I know it's difficult, and you know, any defeat's difficult to take. Now, we're not going to blame O'Donnell Park for that, to be quite honest. But I think a couple of those decisions, and you know, I think probably got that first one in terms of Keelan McGonigal wrong. And that's disappointing, because you know, as I say, in tight match again, Keelan had started the game very, very well. And you know, it's disappointing from our point of view and for Keelan's point of view.